The next patient is Mr. Walter Zubek. The last name is Z like in zebra. U like in uniform, B like in beta, E like in echo, K like in kilo. Zubek. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is following this practice because of the chronic kidney disease stage 3A. The patient has several comorbidities that could explain this deterioration of the kidney function. He has diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and cardiovascular disease, as well as a history of gout. He has a remote history of kidney stones. The laboratory workup shows that the creatinine is 1.3, the BUN is 30, and the estimated EFR is 55 mLs per minute. The albumin is 4.71. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits, and the liver function tests are within normal limits. The patient has tendency to develop anemia. The hemoglobin is 12.9. In terms of the microalbumin creatinine ratio is 11.18, which is within normal range. Following number. We have this patient monitoring the blood sugar three times a day because during the past visit, it was noted that the blood sugar was way out of control. We started the regime of that include the administration of the metformin, 1,000 milligrams POBID, Ozempic 0.5 milligrams once a week, and glimepiride, 2 milligrams POQ 12 hours. The patient comes today with a log in which the blood sugar has been oscillating between 110 and 180 milligrams, but as an average is around 150. The only situation that is concerning us is that from time to time the patient has blood sugars that are below 100, and we want to avoid the presence of hypoglycemia. For that reason, we are going to hold the administration of glimepiride when the blood sugar gets below 100. Period. It is to mention that the hemoglobin A1C has the tendency to decrease. It was 12, and right now is in this short period of time trending down is 10%. Following number history of nephrolithiasis that is not active. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number hyperlipidemia. The patient has a triglyceride that came down to 149, the total cholesterol 114, the LDL is 49, the HDL is 35.
You're welcome, hon, and I'll make sure all this gets sent. Okay.
Following number. The patient has the tendency to have anemia, and for that reason, we are doing the iron supplementation, and we are recommending to continue with the iron supplementation. He has a history of cardiomyopathy associated to atherosclerotic heart disease that is very well compensated. The patient is suggested to low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet. Following number, hyperuricosuria. Do we have any uric acid? This hyperuricosuria is going to be reevaluated for the next appointment that is going to be in 10 weeks. The patient has esophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Period paragraph, we invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, we spent 25 minutes making sure that the patient understood all the recommendations regarding the diabetes treatment. And we also emphasize the fluid restriction in order to avoid the compensation of the cardiomyopathy. And in the documentation, we spent 8 minutes.